Now, let's look ahead to our live football straight away, shall we, this weekend, with the help of one of our footballing stars. Last week, we spoke to Saints midfielder James Ward-Prowse and went on to jinx the poor bloke, who proceeded to get a stress fracture of his foot and he's out for 10 weeks. So no doubt Cherry's captain, Tommy Elphick, must be really glad I've got him on tonight. Good evening, Tommy.
Yeah, I wouldn't have come on if I'd known that.
I'm just glad you're still there, to be honest.
Yeah.
Tell me, you're wrapped up in cotton wool, you're nowhere near a TV remote control that you can trip over, and you're fighting fit for Wigan tomorrow.
Yeah, fine, all fine. I'm just about to cook my pre-match, so I hope that's not going to get contaminated with anything.
Don't even talk about it.
What is it?
No, just normal chicken rice and some veg, so... Nice and boring. Yeah.
Oh, sounds really lovely. And now, Tommy, your defensive partner, Steve Cook, didn't have much luck on Tuesday night at Cardiff. What happened there?
He just had a bit of a tight groin. And with the situation and the sort of circumstances of the game, you know, the gaffer had made plenty of changes. So he decided that it was best not to risk him. We sort of knew going into the game that he might have been struggling a little bit. So we was prepared for that. And fortunately for me, has stepped in and we got a good result. So I'm hopeful that he'll be all right tomorrow.
Now, of course, it did make me think about young Bailey Cargill, who, of course, has played in the three League Cup ties, hasn't made his league debut yet, but without giving away the team news, there must be a chance, I guess. He gets a sniff if Steve hasn't recovered. So tell us more about Bailey as a player when you play alongside him. What's he like?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair to Bailey, he's had a chance of playing every game this season because he come back pre-season and done so well. And then obviously with the three League Cup games he's played, he's really put his authority on the game and showed how good he can be. So he's very young still and we don't want to put too much pressure on him. But I'm sure when the opportunity arises where he gets his first league start, he'll be prepared for that. But he's got like old school morals, you know. He's got an old head on young shoulders, and he's very grounded and works hard every day. And he's got a lot of ability, you know. He's a modern centre half, can use his feet with the ball, and he's got a very bright future ahead of him as long as he keeps working hard.
Tommy, let's talk about Wigan. Are you surprised to see where they are in the table?
Yeah, a little bit. Watched their game Monday, and they've got such a good squad. It is a little bit surprising, but. I'm sure they're feeling some of the pain that we're feeling at the moment in terms of putting good performances in but not quite getting the results. So at the moment we're both in a sort of similar situation, and you know we want to kickstart our season tomorrow and start climbing the table. So it's important that we don't give them no sympathy and we're ruthless within our game plan and try and get 3 points.
It's interesting, isn't it, Tom? Because, you know, you're trying to get back to winning ways. It seems silly at 6 games without a win. I was with you for Forest and Leeds. I watched the Watford game. There doesn't seem to be a lot wrong with your game, really, as a team.
No, I mean, for us, it's so frustrating. We're doing so much right in between both boxes, if you like. But things aren't quite falling for us going forward. And then, you know, we're sort of conceding one or two chances in games and being punished for them, which is the nature of the beast in terms of the league we're in. So, obviously, the gaffer's made changes with Arthur coming in. Hopefully, he can help boost the defence and keeping more clean sheets for us, because at the end of the day, if we'd have kept more clean sheets, then we would have had more points on the board, because we have actually scored in every game so far. So we have to take a little bit of responsibility for that. But we know where we're going wrong, and we know we're doing plenty right, and if we keep doing it, that we're going to win more than we lose.
Yeah, now, of course, we worked with Arthur at Southampton for a wee while. He's always been a character. How have you found him in the first week or so? Because he's a heck of a keeper to have in the Championship.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't really see a lot of him at Watford. He didn't really have a lot to do. But there was a couple of occasions where, you know, sort of the game had gone dead and the striker carries on to run forward and has a shot, and he's pulling off Weldy. So we know he's very comfortable with his feet and he's an imposing figure and he's capable of pulling off world-class saves. He's played at the very top for a reason. And, you know, when you look at the keepers in the Championship, he'd definitely be one of the best. So he's only improved the squad, and he's going to help push Campy and Flavs and, you know, they'll be chomping at the bit to get back in involved and in the team. So I think, as a club, it's a positive move for us to be bringing players in like that.
Tommy, interesting to know about your role as captain. How much do you have to keep everybody upbeat when results aren't going your way? Is that something that Ed is expecting of you, or does he take on that responsibility?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, we've got a really tight-knit group. And I think with the principles and the philosophies that we have as a football club, you know, we know that we're not doing too much wrong. I think if we was downbeat, then there'd be a problem, because we obviously wouldn't be playing as well as we should be. But I think the performances have been there. Mm. It's just a little bit frustrating. But I was thinking about this earlier. You know, the gaffer, he's been thrown a lot of situations since he's come back. Even through, you know, when we was in League One, we went on such a fantastic run. And then we did hit that spell of losing five in a row. And I think the key to our success ever since the gaffer's come back is that we've remained level-headed throughout any situation. You know, we don't get too high when things are going well, and we don't get too low when they're not. So that's one of his strengths as a manager and as a player and as his captain. You know, I just have to reinforce his thoughts, and you know, he makes that easy for me, if you like.
Yeah. Now, talking of Eddie, slightly uncharacteristically, he's been pretty forthright about referees in recent weeks, which isn't usually like him. Now, without wanting you to get into trouble or say the wrong thing, get you a fine or anything, what has he got a genuine point there? Are standards not as good as they should be sometimes in the Championship?
I'm always the first to defend them. It's such a hard job. But sometimes I do think that common sense has to prevail, and we just haven't seen enough of that this season, you know, with little things as well as big things, you know. Mm. It's been a tough one because the game that springs to mind, was it the Leeds?
Yeah, the Leeds he wasn't game. Happy yeah. with the Leeds
yeah,
game.
No, it was the Leeds game where, you know, we've given a free kick away on the edge of our box and it's not a foul. Mm. But I don't know, the things that sort of rub you sort of the wrong way are the little nitty-gritty things that are going against you, and it seems to be one after another at the moment. But, you know, we can only control what we can control and try and be a bit cuter in and around them situations. So it's a process that we've definitely learned from, and I think we're going to benefit from it in the long run.
Yeah, and let's hope the worm turns during the course of the season for you on that front as well. Yeah. Tommy, thank you for joining us. It's really appreciated.
Thank you.
Enjoy the chicken and rice, Tommy.
Good luck tomorrow.
I'll try.